Postal Podcast. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with a podcast today directed at the local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304, Bitch Mac. Watch out! Now, I want you to know that I tried to walk away. I lost the election.
But he just kept right on. He referenced you all the time.
But he just kept pulling me back in. So let me address this while it's on my mind. In order for me to tell this story, I first have to give you a little background information. Yo, take your time and tell them, Ken. For the past year or so, I campaigned rather adamantly for the position of local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. And the local president at that time was Bitch Macklemore. And he orchestrated what I consider to be an egregious defamation of my character, supported by his wife, who's a branch president, and one of her friends or her members out of Dayton, Ohio. Well, I want you to know, to the branch president of Dayton, Ohio, and the other individual who has since retired, but I want to bring you up anyway, I've just been vindicated of all charges. In fact, all charges were just thrown out. There was no merit to what it is that you tried. Well, excuse me, you did an excellent job of convincing mail handlers that I was guilty of. And now I want to respond to you. The two of you, and I'll get to the local president.
Don't forget about him.
The two of you knew that you were bringing false charges, but in order to support a president that you must have known is lacking in so many areas, you conspired
with respect to leading the union
to defamate my character. And I'm not going to just allow that to be. I'm going to seek legal reparations now
against Local 304.
So you knew, and before you did what you did, that the only reason you did it was to smear my name so that you could control the election. Well, I must take my hat off to you because it damn sure worked. But I want to let the members of Local 304 know what kind of officers they really have. You tried to paint me out to be this disruptive force within the union when all I want to do and all I'm going to do is just open the eyes of employees. Now, again, once your eyes are open, if you choose to look, then that's on you. But I'm going to help open your eyes. And that presented such a threat to what the local president and you being family members or close associates, that presented such a threat to you that you engaged in a vicious campaign to make me, you made me seem inadequate, and the members bought into it because they had, I guess, favor with the president, being that's his wife who's involved in it. But I want you to know, again, to all the members who listen to this podcast, the charges brought against me about disrupting the office in Dayton, Ohio because of my podcast, about trying to break the union apart because of my podcast, these are the charges that were brought against me by the president's wife. And her cohort brought charges against me, allocating I'm speaking ill against the national president. All that was thrown out by the national board. But I say again, the damage has already been done and it can't be reversed. Now, through legal process, there may be monetary restitution that may be coming my way. But I didn't want monetary restitution. I wanted to represent mail handlers in Local 304. And all I asked was a fair opportunity to get that done. And I was not provided that, so I have to seek legal recourse. Now, let's get to the main culprit. Now, let me just say to the podcast audience, because I know some of you may be thinking, come on, Ken, let it rest. It's over. And let me tell you something. I wasn't joking in the beginning of the podcast when I said I walked away from it. There was nothing else for me to do. Even though the shenanigans that were involved in the election, it's done. So I move on, still podcasting, still trying to keep members informed. But my podcast takes a different turn. I'm not podcasting against your local president anymore. But then he rears his head, as snakes do, and begin to tell employees or mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, if they have any association or if they had any association with Ken Hodge, then they are not qualified or he won't allow them to be stewards. And I say that's just asinine. Because the local president and I didn't agree on much, he is now holding hostage mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, who want to do a union representative job, but they're not allowed to do so because the local president still has fear in his heart of Kenny Hodge. And I could not, and I could actually care less about him at this point. But since you antagonized employees in Columbus, Ohio, here's my response back to you. Yo, man, if I could talk to you personally, I would tell you, I mean, I don't understand it. We campaigned, you got dirty, you won, it's done. Why is Ken Hodge still important to you? And that's so messed up that you hold mail handlers back from trying to do a good job for the union simply because of a affiliation with me. Man, I don't care about you at all. I mean, understand that. But I'm going to ask you again, man. Just go somewhere and sit down. You know, we'll probably meet in court. But until that time, man, just let me be. Now, I can tell you what we can do to resolve this expeditiously and probably not have any court action at all. You pretend to be a man just for a few minutes and admit to the members that you lie about these late grievances, which, by the way, members, almost 3 years later, I've never seen any of them, and that you conspired during the election. You make that bold statement, and as far as I'm concerned, it's done. And to that executive board, you should have never been a part of these proceedings, because as I tried to explain to the members during the time the proceedings were in process, a lot of you were appointed. And I understand that if you are appointed, that means you can be terminated on the spot. And if the person who appointed you has an issue, I don't expect you to vote against that person. Although you know you should have voted differently than what you did, I understand why you did it. Not saying it's okay. And I would hate to think that that type of decision-making process, in other words, your local president telling you what he wants, or you understanding what he wants, and that's what you're after, and you're not after the truth of the matter, then shame on you also. So listen, I hope that this is the last time I have to cut my microphone on and address your local president. But I want you to know as members, he's scandalous. And ask yourself a question. What has he done for you lately? I'm not talking about the RI-399. That wasn't him. What has your local president done for you lately? This is Kenny Hodge. Now, personal message to Bip.
If you go somewhere and leave me alone, see, I don't have to waste my time talking about you on my show.
I believe that members in 304 have become accustomed to poor representation. So you go do what you do.